Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. One question comes up again and again and again. And it comes up, I think, because we are really afraid of rejection. I think most people are really deeply afraid of being turned down by the opposite sex. After all, what happens when you put yourself out there hoping that the person that you're interested in, the person you like, is interested in you too? It's a risk. It's a big risk. And I think even from an evolutionary standpoint, you think back to the good old days when there was only 150 people in your little tribe and you had to, you know, be socially savvy enough to not spoil your chances with that, I don't know, caveman, Neanderthal. I don't know what they were. These guys, these people that we want so badly, we don't want to mess it up with them, right? So we are unfortunately put in the position of not taking a chance when we should take the chance. One of my favorite quotes is from the great hockey player, Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky said, "I miss every shot I don't take." I want you to think about that for a second because it's really important. In hockey, of course, it's important that you try and get a goal, right? And the more times you try, the more likely you are to get the goal. There's no penalty for taking a shot that you miss. I mean, not really. The other team could get the puck or, you know, if it's another sport, they could get the ball. But the reality is that if you don't go for it, if you don't try, and that's really the essence of every sport, you got to try for that goal. You got to try for what it is you want. If you don't go for it, you miss. You automatically miss. So if you walk away from a situation where you could have talked to a guy, but you didn't, you could have put yourself out there a little bit more, but you didn't, you're really losing by default. Because if you look at it any other way, you'll get used to this avoidance of rejection. You might walk away thinking, phew, I didn't get rejected. I must have come out a little ahead. I think I won. I think I won there a little bit. I think I'm doing better because I didn't even try. You see what's happening there, right? That wicked logic we have in our heads that tells us, oh, you're okay now. You see, you didn't risk anything there. Therefore, you didn't lose. So it's okay. The reality is that in life, if you're not risking, you are losing by default. If you're not investing your money to achieve a better return on it than having it just sit in your mattress, you're losing by default because what? This little thing called inflation eats away and erodes the value of your money. In other words, if I stuck $20 in my mattress in the 1970s, well, back in the 70s, it would have bought me, like 25, maybe 30 gallons. Oh, no, actually, back then it was way cheaper for gas. It was like, I don't know, 25 cents for a gallon, right? So $20, can you imagine what that would have done? That would have bought me like 80 gallons of gas. How many gallons of gas does that buy you now? Maybe 6, 7, I don't know. I mean, it depends on the part of the country you're in, but you get the point, right? That money lost its value just by sitting there. We lose value just by sitting there, by not taking action, by not doing something to aggressively make our value increase. And the way you do that in the relationship area anyways, is putting yourself out there, taking that risk. Because if you look at not taking a risk as being a win, it's going to hurt you in the long run. So let's get back to what I was talking about. Do you want to know how to tell for sure if a guy likes you? Well, I'm going to give you 7 body language signs that guys give off that'll help you figure that out. Because again, the question I get all the time is, does he like me? I got to know first before I do anything, before I say anything, before I risk anything. I got to know. They want to know before they go in. And there's another saying I really enjoy. It's a saying by a man named Earl Nightingale, where he says, you know, don't be the person that's sitting in front of the fireplace who says, first you give me heat, then I'll give you wood. Think about that for a second. That's powerful. That's a powerful concept. If you really get that right now, if you really understood that right now, you would go, oh my God, Carlos, that's so true. I've been expecting the heat before I put the wood in, before I put the energy in, before I put the effort. I was expecting something to happen first. That's not how life works, unfortunately. I wish it were sometimes too, but when I made that realization, when I understood just how important it is that we understand that little fact, my life turned around. Not only in my relationships, but in my financial, as well as my career, and just about every aspect of my life changed when I realized I have to put the wood in first if I want to get the heat from that fire. So one of the hardest things to figure out is a guy's intentions. You know, did that hot coworker of yours chat you up this morning because he thinks you're hot? Because he thinks you're girlfriend material? Or was that all in your head? Who knows? Maybe he's just a people person and it's second nature for him to strike up a conversation with just about anybody. So now you don't know if you should flirt with him or you just keep your head down and say nothing. Don't risk. Well, it's not a good position to be in, is it? It's the uncertainty that drives women up the wall with anxiety. You wouldn't risk your pride and reveal your hand to a guy who doesn't have feelings for you after all, would you? No, the thought of that is just too painful. It's shaming. It's embarrassing. If it's any relief, I'm going to tell you right now, guys are in the exact same position when it comes to approaching the women we like. For us, it's a 50-50 deal. One wrong move could mean we get shot down in flames. The truth is that we're scared of hitting on a girl and revealing our true feelings only to look like an idiot in the end. A lot of times, dating is like skating on thin ice, so we need to watch our step. However, there is a way to deduce a guy's behavior and get a good idea, a really good idea of his internal state. And in a lot of cases, he doesn't have to say much to tell you that he does, in fact, have the hots for you. Body language is the great equalizer. That's what I'm talking about here today. Body language. If you want to know what a guy really thinks about you, the signals we give off in our face and our posture and our bodies, they always tell the truth. When it comes to what a person is thinking or feeling, it's just out there when it comes to our body language. You're giving it off and he's giving it off. So let's go through a few of the ways you can figure out how he feels about you based entirely on his body language signals. Signal number one is the eyes have it. You know, they say the eyes are the seat of the soul, and in a lot of ways they're true about that. If you think about it, the eyes are also a direct path to a man's heart. Men are visual creatures. You've heard this probably 1,000 times, of course, and everything he sees starts there. So watch for the expressiveness of his eyes to tell you what he's thinking. Does he glance at you and then look away quickly? Well, it's most likely that he's shy and he doesn't want to risk rejection. These days, a lot of guys lack the cojones to give you that smoldering, sexy stare from, you know, remember those old black and white movies where those guys used to do that? Well, he's probably working up his nerve is what is happening, right? He's looking at you trying to think of, oh, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? But don't check in on him too much, but do make yourself look approachable. In any case, there's a high possibility of interest on his part and that he likes you because he's doing that, right? He's facing this unique dilemma, though, in his brain of trying to figure out what is the right thing to say to you? What is just the right thing to say to you to get you to be interested in him, to go out with him? You see, guys want this same thing, too. They want the heat before they put the wood in, right? Guys want to use the magic words that will make you fall for him almost instantly. What they don't know is that you would probably respond to just about anything he said as long as he doesn't come across like too much of a douchebag, right? Now, when you see his eyes when he's talking to you, here's what you want to see. Look at this also. He gazes long and hard, and you notice that his pupils look a little dilated, or his eyes look darker. For some reason, he has those dark eyes. You might even notice that his eyes sparkle a little bit. These are all strong indicators that he likes what he sees. The pupil dilation happens to be an automatic response that gives away his interest. And of course, if he's looking at you with bedroom eyes, that's a surefire indication of interest as well. Indicator number two, after the eyes, is look at how he's using his body to protect your space. Is he protecting your space? This is an excellent sign that he not only likes you, but he cares for you as well. You see, all men have a built-in need to look out for the people close to them. We protect them. And we'll exhibit that protection instinct in a number of ways. Do you notice him leaning into your personal bubble when there's a potential threat nearby? And by threat, meaning another guy that you might actually be interested in. Maybe you're at a place packed with people, like a concert or some equally crowded event, a bar or something like that, and he uses his body to keep you from colliding into the sea of humanity around you. When you're out to dinner or even a casual coffee lunch date with him, does he open the door for you? Does he sort of clear a path to your table and guide you to your seat? Does he put his hand on you to guide you? These are the signs you need to keep an eye out for because it means that those guardian protective instincts are kicking in when you're around him. And that's really, it's a huge thing. So does he dig you? Sign number three, he's touching you. Okay, now I know this one's pretty obvious, but surprisingly, a lot of my female clients, and my male clients even, and my friends miss this one completely. It's not that they're oblivious to it, though. A lot of times, what happens is we subconsciously deny the possibility, or we downplay the signal, because it seems too good to be true. Wow, he touched me. Maybe he's just friendly. You know, we look for other reasons. And I always tell them that for most men, for him to go out of his way to touch a woman is actually a huge barrier for him to breach. Now, some guys, of course, will cross this boundary at an inappropriate time. The garden variety jerky meat at the Subway or the douchebag in the bar. But this is more of an exception than the rule, okay? For the men you do know, they will have carefully considered the ramifications of making physical contact before doing it. They'll have thought this out. And he's putting himself out there at a great risk. And that means he's probably attracted to you if he touches you or happens to touch you accidentally or incidentally during an appropriate situation. For instance, you might notice him touching your arm when he's trying to highlight a point in the conversation. Maybe you're goofing around and he mock punches you in the arm or the shoulder. These are signs of him testing the water, so to speak. He's trying to feel you out and see how comfortable you are around him. Now, in a lot of ways, this also goes hand in hand with that last sign I talked about. You can bet he's getting those tingles when he has his arm around you to protect you from the big bad world, right? When he is able to do that, that gives him a little charge, a little surge of, wow, this is cool. Just like it was when you were a teenager. You can also think of it as him marking his territory and to keep predators at bay. Now, not that he's actually claiming any kind of ownership over you, okay, but it's more of a guy's way of showing he cares. Protective instincts, remember? Alert number four is watch his smile. Not all smiles are equal, and him flashing those pearly whites may or may not be the sign that you're looking for, but well, here's a few ways to tell if his smile is a more than friends smile. Do his eyes have that special twinkle that you don't typically find in your average grin? A guy who has a bad for you is going to go the extra mile by putting all his facial muscles to work. That means you're going to see his teeth and his eyes are going to squint ever so slightly. Is he doing it a lot? If he's feeling it, your guy will naturally jump on the next chance to give you that sweet smile. One thing I often notice is how men smile just a little too long when they share a moment with their lady or they laugh with her over a private joke. They kind of go a little bit overboard with the laughing. It's nervous, of course. It's a nervous reaction. His smile is basically giving off this, I'm really stoked to be with you vibe, and his face can't help but show it. A man who is genuinely happy to be in your presence will manifest his emotions in one way or another, his face included, of course. So if he's digging you, you're also going to see signal number five. He'll have animated and expressive body language. If your guy's feeling those sparks, he's going to have a kind of energy and excitement that's palpable, and you're likely to see this in the way that he moves. First off, check out his hands. When a man's around somebody he's attracted to, he's going to express his energy through his hand gestures. As he goes through the points he wants to get across, his hands will be moving around during the conversation. Very expressive thing. I'm Italian, and of course, I do it naturally. It's the way my family kind of express themselves a lot, except for my mom. My mom is British, so she didn't do those gestures. But hand gestures came a lot more naturally to me. Still, guys will express themselves this way, in particular using their hands. Also, check out his shoulders and his torso. Men draw a lot of their masculine posture from those particular areas. How he holds his body, how he holds his shoulders up a little bit. He'll angle these in your direction if he wants you to notice him. Not only does he want you to take in that manly frame, there's also this sexual undercurrent that's going on here. Facing his torso or turning his torso to face you and then consequently his hips is the way that a man tells you he's not interested in anything platonic, let's put it that way. He's interested in something more than that. And more importantly, your guy is going to be agreeable to your opinions and thoughts in the conversation. He's going to be more than willing to see things from your perspective, and his body language will reflect this state of mind. This means his gestures will be more empathic than other guys, such as the way he nods when he agrees with you. He's going to be a little bit more into it. Sign number six is he's trying to mimic you. Now, you know how some people just seem to be on the same page? You've probably experienced this yourself. You can't put your finger on why or how this happens, how we fall into sync this way. But body language is a big and not so obvious part of this. See, guys aren't consciously aware of it, but he'll be mirroring your movements and how you hold your body when he feels attracted to you. That's what I mean by mimic. He's not making fun of you. This is his way of creating common ground with you that's under the radar, but it's an equally powerful indication of his interest. Now, it's again subconscious. He's not intentionally doing it. It's just something we naturally fall into doing when we want a person to like us. You just have to develop a keen eye for it. If your guy is imitating the way you stand or the way you sit, you can bet that he's trying to get into your good graces. That goes double if the rhythm of his breathing starts to match yours as well. Take it as a sign that he wants to make you feel that you guys are two peas in a pot, and he's trying to make you feel like you match up. Hey, we're alike, is what this is saying. So if he doesn't want to be just friends, you're going to see clue number seven. He's fidgety as heck. Now, remember that energy I was talking about? There's also another kind that you need to look out for, which is a little bit of nervous energy. It's a little bit of anxiety on his part. A guy who's interested will be feeling an uncertainty inside that puts him on edge. Your approval is a huge deal for him. That's the goal. He's working to get your approval, whether that's you saying yes to the date or you showing interest in him. He's looking for that. So his mind is going to be racing with thoughts like, oh, man, I hope she likes me. I hope she likes me. And again, his body language will betray those feelings. So one way to tell if a guy likes you is he just can't seem to stay put. He'll be fidgety. His hands will be trying to get rid of that nervous energy. It's the outlet that we look for. Now, I know this is off-putting to some women because it kind of makes them uneasy. You know, the guy's fidgety. He's so nervous. What's he nervous about? Well, believe me, we got plenty to be nervous about, just as much as you do. For instance, women have told me how guys ram their straws into their drinks at a bar, or they keep playing with their napkins, or they, you know, mess around with their silverware during dinner. You might think he's not into it, but that's his way of compensating and handling this nervous energy. It has to find a way out, especially for guys. Little boys do this especially. You'll notice that when they're nervous, they express themselves through fidgety behaviors. But if you're into him, try cutting him a little slack. He just feels there's a lot riding on this particular interaction, so he's trying to alleviate that anxiety. Now, these are all important signals to find out if a guy likes you, so keep them in mind the next time around. You're going to find these to be handy in feeling him out and figuring out your next move. However, you might be interested in taking things to the next level when it comes to reading his signals and knowing what he's thinking. Now, while these signs we just talked about are essential, these body language indicators, there are plenty of other subtle signals that will give you an even clearer picture of what's going on in his mind. In the dating game, you're better off upgrading your man reading skills to know a guy inside out right from the start. You're going to know, is he interested in you or is he wasting your time? You're going to know if this is worth chasing or pursuing. That way, you can find out if you just want to be friends with him or move on or treat him as a potential soulmate. And that's a pretty big difference right there, right? So go on over to datingadviceguru.com/readhissignals. That's datingadviceguru.com/readhissignals. And I will give you the inside scoop on how to read a man's signals and know what he's thinking every time. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I'll be talking again soon with more secrets to unlock a man's heart.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.